Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah.
Good morning, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us this beautiful Monday morning. No rain right now. That's a nice thing. Although we are thankful for the rain that kind of clears out some of that pollen and stuff for some of us that are trying to deal with these allergies. It's tax day, y'all. Just a reminder. Sorry, but got to break it to you. Also, happy birthday to my cousin Todd. You know, hope you're having a great day. You know, hopefully you're out on the golf course. I know that's where he likes to be. Got some other things going on. We're cooking today. We are cooking with Chef Z. Good morning. How you doing, Chef?
Good morning. I'm doing fine.
Good, good. So what's going on in your world? What's happening?
Well, in my world, you know, the buzz is all about Easter. Your Easter meal, yeah. It's all Easter this time of the year for me. Ham
all
is
right.
On the brain.
Ham, okay. Because I do something a little bit different for Easter, but I'm always about ham. I've got a little bit of some in the freezer right now.
I do, too. And we've been eating, I should say my mother has been eating her share of ham to the point she said, I don't know whether or not I really want ham for Easter. She's been eating it more.
It's kind of like me, by the time Thanksgiving comes and all of the turkey that you have now, it's like, okay, let's find something a little bit different. Or I'm always looking for something different to do with turkey. So, our ham, talk to me a little bit about selecting a good ham.
Well, this week in my article that I'm writing at the dailycommercial.com, I am going to be discussing ham and what ham really is, because that plays a big role in the type of ham that you choose. And one of the things that I reveal in my article is that I didn't even realize what we traditionally consider ham, quote, unquote, is not really ham. True traditional ham, we wouldn't slice up like we do now and enjoy a big, large piece. A true country ham, we would enjoy it in small portions because it has a lot of sodium in it, and it's been dry cured. And so it's not as tasty in large portions as what we are accustomed to as Americans. So that's one of my revelations with ham that I share this week. And then where you get your ham from, what portion of the ham you have also determines the quality and the cost of the ham, and also being able to have enough to serve for everybody. And really with ham, you really do get what you pay for. You can have your ham that comes from the shank, which is your country ham, and then you can have the ham that comes just below, and that's what we normally get, which is technically not considered the ham, what we normally have. It's the lower portion, and that portion usually has a is usually bone. The bone is usually there. which to me, that type of ham or that portion of the hind leg is what we enjoy, and we like it because it has more flavor. There's more skin. There's more fat there. So it's enjoyed. More people enjoy that better. As you move up the leg, that's when you get the bigger, nicer, the spiral cut hams that we're used to, or those honey baked hams. And
mm-hmm.
that's how you, and you know what part you're getting to because it's more expensive. Whereas you could go and get a half of a ham portion for under $20. But if you go to, say, like we said, the honey baked ham or any other specialty ham store, which goes further up, that ham is going to be double the price. But you're
okay.
also getting double the meat. You're getting double the quality. It tastes far better. So there's a big difference in where you get your ham. And so, but like I said earlier, I just was surprised. What happened was my father-in-law said, he called me from New York, and he says, I'm going to send you a ham. I'm going to send you a traditional ham. And he went on and on about it. He was going to order it from a specialty retailer. And I went, you don't have to send me a ham. I don't need a specialty ham. And I just wasn't thinking. Being a chef, just didn't realize. And he sent us down a Berkshire ham, a traditionally cured ham. And
mm-hmm.
I went, you know what? Just because I didn't think about it, how many of us don't think about the ham, where it comes from, what's a traditional ham, what's a processed ham, what's cured, what's uncured. And so I thought I should enlighten the public on what we're really eating and what portion that we're eating, and so that they are able to make a better decision on what they like to buy. And I also like sharing this with my customers, some of my clients. Many of them don't care. That's the reason why they have me. But I still ask them, you know, do you want a spiral cut ham? Do you want a bone in? Do you want bone out? And the more processing that we do with the ham, the more it changes the flavor. So
okay.
Go ahead.
I did have a question, though, speaking of flavor. I was curious, you know, because some hams a little more on the sweet side, some hams a little salty. And can you tell us a little bit more about, you know, what to choose when we're looking for one versus the other in terms of taste, or is that all in any kind of seasoning that we might do?
Well, traditionally, a traditional ham,
mm-hmm.
Country ham, is going to be more on the saltier side.
Okay.
Of your ham. So when you get into, you know, as soon as you say country, just think salt because it is usually cured. And
okay.
So the curing process usually takes the curing process requires salt for preservation, and that is how that ham is going to develop its flavor. And the ham is actually harvested, then it's cured, salt cured, and then even during this process, there's a special kind of mold in a traditional country ham that actually grows on the ham. And then after it's done the process for a couple of months, they wash all that away, treat it, and smoke the ham. And then it's made, you know, then it's wrapped and it's sold. As versus a traditional ham, and it could even be that same piece of ham, it's taken, seasoned. Sometimes they inject the seasoning inside of the meat, and then it's smoked or what I call mechanically cured at the time, which doesn't take as long as a traditional ham. So there. And if you want a honey-baked ham, that's all with the flavoring, and it's usually it's going to be a spiral cut ham. It usually doesn't have a bone in it, and mm-hmm. it's going to be on the sweeter side.
Okay.
And most of the time we go with, we as Americans like them on the sweeter side.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say, I call them city hams.
Okay.
So because they have flavor added to them. It's injected with a salt brine. And
mm-hmm.
So it has some ham properties of a country ham, but for the most part, it's a plumper. A city ham is plumper. It's got those different flavors in it versus if you taste a traditional slow-cured ham, you will see that it is a big difference in the flavor. You can have the salt versus your sweet. If you are typically for dinner, and what's mostly crowd-pleasing is going to be your city ham. And that's the ham that has been injected with the flavor and the brine. And sometimes they'll say that it's hickory smoked. And it may or may not be listed on the package, but most of the time they like to go for a hickory flavor because it's pleasing and it's something that we are accustomed to. And then a lot of your hams, you know, they come with the little flavor packets,
right.
Usually a powder or sugar that you can combine with another liquid to kind of just pour over when you are reheating your ham. Another thing that people need to remember is the ham that you usually buy, ham is already done. For the most part, most spiral cut or honey baked or hickory smoked ham, they're usually already done. So a lot of times I'll see hams that have been baked to death.
Because I always wonder if they're done, you know?
Yeah, they're done already. They're already ready already.
I know they say that.
They are.
And then my other thing too is just trying to get some of that sodium out of it. You know. So
Yes. And you can and doing that you don't have to, because I remember my mom taking the half ham and putting it in a pot of water and boiling it, dump that water out, boil it some more, and then she would do whatever and stick it in the oven. And what we had was less than desirable, but, you know, it did the trick. I don't think any of us left it. But once you learn how to manage your ham, then you go, oh, okay. But if you get the honey-baked ham or the spiral-sliced hams, they have already had that seasoning injected into them, so releasing the flavor is not as easy. So you just really, you can soak the ham in water and make sure any of the juice that it was packed into. Look for the words natural flavors, natural juices, because if you see it packed with water, most of the time it's going to be water and something else.
Okay.
They don't give you straight water. So if you start seeing natural, that means that it's probably less likely to have all of those chemicals involved inside, so it won't be as salty as one that's been flavor injected. But the ham is already done. Go ahead and soak it for, you know, half an hour in some water. If you really want to get it any sodium out that you can try to get out, do it again. So you can soak it up to an hour. But then keep in mind the ham is already done. If you look
right.
on the label, it should say fully cooked ham. Now, you can go to places like Fresh Market and Whole Foods, and you can also order hams that are not done, that just have been partially cooked because they have been smoked, but the ham will tell you when you look at it that it's partially cooked, but for the most part, most hams are done. And if we read the directions that many of us typically don't read, they usually tell you to just reheat it, cover your ham, reheat 15, 20 minutes just to make sure that your ham is cooked, I mean, not chilled.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to just take my ham out of the packet, give it a good rinsing off, dress it, and I usually and wrap it up in foil. And I put mine in the oven at 350 for like 10 or 15 minutes at the most, just to warm it through, and any glaze, and to let any glaze that I've put on it kind of just seep through the slices. But that's it. There's no need to rebake your ham. It's all, like I said, it's already ready already. If you have a ham, yeah, I know it's weird, and it's like when I tell people too. Most of the time, when you buy hot dogs and sausages, they're done too. But it's just our brain. We want them hot. We want to make sure they're ready already. And so, from lack of knowledge, we suffer.
I was going to say, we want to kill that which ain't killed.
Yes. And, you know, and a lot of times all we really need to do, and the directions will tell us, all you're really doing is that you're just doing the glaze. You're just letting your glaze cook through. So that's usually basically what you're doing. You don't have to go through cooking your eggs all over. I mean, cooking your eggs, another thing we want to talk about, but cooking your ham all over again. It's done. Let it be done. Put your glaze on. Let your glaze, you know, cook through and give a little flavor, but don't overcook your ham. But with ham, like anything else, you get what you pay for. And so I don't work for the ham store, but I know that ham is going to taste totally different and so much better than other hams that are out there. But but like you said earlier, it's all about taste preference.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
We're going to take a quick break. We are here with Chef V on D's Power Hour, giving us some tips about our Easter ham and our Easter meal. The number is 516. If you have any questions, the number is 516-387-1944. That's 516-387-1944. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Hi, welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks for being with us today. I am here with Chef Z. We're cooking with Chef Z Carter. And you can catch her latest article in the Leesburg Chronicle. Is that what it is?
Daily Commercial.
Leesburg Daily Commercial. I don't know why I say it. Leesburg Daily Commercial. I should be ashamed of myself. I've had relatives there. My mom grew up there part of the time. Years. So anyway, so you mentioned something earlier. It was on your mind, so let's talk about it. What's the deal with the eggs?
Oh, deviled eggs. I should call them million-dollar eggs, because I think if your family is like my family, when they are put out for the buffet, that's the one food that we all get instruction on. Like, mm-hmm. you can only have two eggs, and kids get one. I just remember, I was like, out of all the things on the table, why aren't we, we're limited to the eggs? But then if you have someone that makes some great deviled eggs, then you realize that
mm-hmm.
they can be easily the crowd favorite and are gone in an instant. But deviled eggs are good. I like them before and after Easter. And I can say that my son and I will just have deviled eggs for dinner sometimes. Especially,
really?
Oh, yeah, we love deviled eggs in my house. As a matter of fact, I feel a deviled egg dinner coming on.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I think there might
it's
be
the time
a deviled
of year.
Egg. Yeah. Yes, they're so good. And I remember as a child, you know, we hid real eggs. We
yeah.
hid the real eggs. And
right.
now everybody's gotten all fancy and they're using the plastic ones. I still
really?
Like the real eggs. Oh, yeah.
You can tell I don't
like
have any kids because, yeah, now I'd still be doing the real eggs. And yeah.
Bring
those eggs here. Let's clean them up. Let's wash them off. Let's you know, crack them open. Let's have some egg salad. Let's do some deviled eggs.
Yes, that was the prize for finding the egg was you found another meal or a snack, you know. But now, you know, these kids, they don't know. They're not living good life like we used to. But, and I remember, too, that we used to, when they would all be sent out, that when the kids came back or they had to count to make sure that what they put out actually came back because they didn't want to leave real eggs hanging around. And it never failed. Probably mid-May or the beginning of the summer, somebody, one of the boys would find an egg. I think they kind of left them there on purpose. And they would literally chase us around with a real rotten egg. But that was those were the days. But deviled eggs, you know, deviled eggs are awesome. And you could they are so interchangeable. There's so many things that you can do with deviled eggs. And if we just get the basic recipe down, then you can go from there. And I've had my good deviled eggs and I've had my bad deviled eggs. But I wanted to share just the basic myrecipes.com recipe. And this recipe, I love it. It's basic. It's traditional. And there's only one or two things that I would do different. But this recipe involves 6 large eggs. Oh, and I will put this up later this afternoon on my Facebook page, Get Cooking with the Roman Gourmet C. Carter, excuse me. So it's 6 large eggs, 2 tablespoons of mayonnaise. Here's what I would change. I use Miracle Whip. 1 1/2 tablespoons of sweet pickle relish. You need sweet pickle relish. And what I change here is I use the larger diced pickle relish, the real large ones that they typically put on hot dogs. I like those.
Mm.
And then 1 teaspoon of prepared mustard and 1/8 teaspoon of salt, a dash of pepper, and paprika for garnish. So the key to getting good eggs that peel well is that you want to make sure that your eggs aren't the freshest. I know this sounds crazy, but you want some eggs that you've had around for a while. So if you want to make some deviled eggs this Sunday, my suggestion is go out today and get your eggs. Most of us would have gotten them last week. So the older your eggs are, the better deviled eggs, the better they boil.
Okay.
What I normally do is I put all of my eggs in a pot, make sure that they're covered at least an inch with water, and I put a lid on it, and I turn my timer on my stove on 15 minutes, and I let my eggs, when the timer goes off, my eggs are done. I put them on high. They just boil for the 15 minutes. I immediately, it's no fail. I take my eggs and I put them in a bowl. I have a special bowl that I like that has a cover on it, and I put it about 2 tablespoons of salt in my water, and I put cold water in with the freshly boiled eggs, put the lid on it, and shake my bowl. And like magic, when you take the lid off, half of the eggs, the shell is already missing, and then the other half, as soon as you grab them, they're just sliding out of the shell. Don't take it like really hard. You can feel your bulb when you're as the eggs are cracking. You can kind of feel the eggs bounce, and once the shell's been broken, they bounce differently. But it's so easy, and it's real good to know that you can boil eggs and peel them, in, you know, within 20 minutes when you have a bunch of them. And so, and then I just take my eggs and I pat them dry. And I slice them lengthwise and just take a spoon and you just scoop out the yolk from there. That's when you take the yolk that you scooped out and add the remaining ingredients except for the paprika. You can either do it with a hand mixer. You can do it with a fork. I like using a hand mixer. And let me retract. I put everything in but the pickle relish, and I use my hand mixer so I can get a nice, smooth, creamy yolk. And then at the end, I stir in my pickle relish, and I take the a Ziploc bag, and I fill up my Ziploc bag with my filling, and then I just cut the tip, the corner, of my Ziploc bag, and I use that for a piping bag, and I pipe that back into my half of egg. And there you go. You have it. You're all set. And so you can be eating deviled eggs fairly quickly if you follow those instructions. They're not hard. But I know there's a lot of variations. I've seen variations with just the other day, crumbled bacon. On top of everybody loves bacon. While you're at it, you know, with the ham, go ahead and pick up bacon. We did, my daughter and I did a fancy dinner party, day party, and the guest of honor wanted caviar, so we served caviar topped devil eggs. And those were gone in an instant.
Wow.
And, yeah, we've done the same thing with robin eggs. So we've took the yolk from robin eggs, and we used a Greek yogurt and made them just a little bit lighter, and we did our deviled eggs like that. So there are so many variations with deviled eggs. I've seen some eggs that don't use the yolk at all. Instead, they take all of those ingredients I mentioned and they mix them with avocado. And they're just as good. So, I mean, you could go on and on with all the different ways that you can fill up your deviled eggs. I've seen some filled with, like, ham salad instead of the traditional egg yolk. So that was another one that saw that I really, really liked. There was another deviled egg recipe that I just couldn't get enough of. They were made with pickled beets. So the eggs were pickled with beets. And I have to admit, I don't like beets. Traditionally, you will not find me eating beets, but I really enjoyed these deviled eggs because they were made with the juice of pickled beets, and those were cool. I really enjoyed those. And also, you can make your own pickling solution as well. I think I could sound like Bubba Gump with the shrimp when it came the deviled eggs. You know, there's all different types that you could use. And you also could make the traditional egg salad, know, with the eggs as well. So there's a lot of different things that you can do with eggs that are great for this time of the year. And I think people should add them more into their diets, especially since a lot of our grocery stores, period, are going to have them for less than a dollar a dozen. So now is the time to take advantage of that price, eat quiche, you know, hide a few real eggs for the kids, They might be pleasantly surprised that they had an opportunity to actually enjoy a real boiled egg for Easter, and you might, you know, start a new tradition. Who knows?
Who knows? Gosh. Chelsea, I know you got to run. I wish we had more time, but I appreciate you sharing with us today. And, yeah, I'm going to track down your posting later on get it over to the Jesus Power Hour Facebook page, too, so people can you know, go over there and see what you got cooking. So thank you so much. Really appreciate
awesome.
It. And have a blessed Easter.
The same to you. The same to you. Thank you.
All right. Take care. You're welcome. God bless. That's Jesse, everybody. This is Jesus Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. When we come back, we're just going to talk a little bit about what's going on today or something great that happened yesterday. So just stick with us. The number, if you want to join the conversation, is 516-387-1944. That is 516-387-1944, and we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Tim Garris. You may know me as Timmy G. Yeah, I know. It's been 2 decades, but I want you to know I'm back in the arc with you. And I've got a mix of music that can help you relax and chill out. It's smooth, it's relaxing, it's chill-out jazz. The soulful mix of smooth jazz, soul, and smooth R&B. So join me every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. to midnight, on K-Ham Radio.
Are you chillin'?
This is Douglas Dobbs of Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community for 29 years with quality funeral and cremation services. Honoring all religions and faiths, we have been here for many grieving families. Whether it's a complete funeral service with a burial or a simple, dignified cremation, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here for you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs. Dedicated to serving our families.
Yeah, that's my church brother, Doug Dobbs. Good guy. Anyway, welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. Thanks for being with us today. The number is 516-387-1947-1944. Want to thank Chef Z again for joining us today, and hopefully you got your ham and your deviled egg information and you're ready to go. And Kathy, are you there? No, Kathy. Stephanie, are you there? No, Stephanie. Okay. So we press on. We press forward. Anyway, today is tax day. And I know for some of you it's going to be a little bit difficult. There are a lot of different specials, though. I noticed that some of the restaurants and stores are having for tax day deals on burgers and all types of stuff. So you might want to check that out. It might, you know, get you a little comfort food to kind of ease the little pain that comes with this day for some. In the meantime, congratulations to Tiger Woods for his win yesterday in the Masters. Goodness gracious, it's been, I forget how many years it said it was, and I just heard, I did not get a chance to see it, unfortunately, but I just heard about the electricity that was kind of in the air, you know, with the spectators, just because he was there. My husband and I were talking a little bit, too, about how it's kind of hard if you are playing up against him, you know, for a couple of reasons. One, you kind of know you're going in with disadvantage in terms of a fan base a lot of times because, you know, everybody's looking to see what Tiger's going to do and usually are rooting for him, especially right now, to make his comeback. The other thing is, too, it's different. We were talking about how a lot of the golfers now, they're newer, and some of them kind of cut their teeth on watching Tiger play on TV. It's a much different thing watching Tiger on TV, I suspect, than actually having to play Tiger against Tiger Woods. So it could be a little intimidating, you know, and it was a big deal for his family. Everything is very emotional. You know, he gave a very emotional response. I think they said it was his first major victory win in over a decade. And apparently his sponsor, Nike, won a little bit of cheddar as well from him, you know, for sponsoring him. So congratulations again to Tiger Woods, you know, and bringing back a little bit of excitement to the game of golf. And so wanted to mention that as well. Just also, by the way, coming up tomorrow, just wanted to talk to you about, we've talked a little bit about the Groveland Four. We've had people on in regards to the Groveland Four. And hopefully when tomorrow we're going to get some people on to talk about it, but just put it on your calendar at St. Mark AME Church on 1968 Bruton Boulevard in Orlando. They're having a discussion, I guess, partially sparked by this, but I mean so many other things. The Central Florida Urban League is hosting something at the church called After the Groveland Four Pardons, Race and Religious Prejudice, Where Do We Go From Here? The panel has Pulitzer Prize-winning author Gilbert King, who has a book called Devil in the Grove. He will be a part of the panel tomorrow. So it should be very interesting. So if you've got some time tomorrow evening, you know, pull yourself up from away from that TV. I know it's kind of hard for some, especially Tuesday night for me. It's either a movie or I'm watching NCIS. I'm, you know, just kind of doing that. But tomorrow night I'm going. So make sure you take the time out to go. It should be an interesting conversation. As long as we still have hate crimes and racism in this country, it's going to be kind of hard to not have to have the dialogue until until we get it right. You can't be really sure, because every time you think that it's kind of been dealt with, or you hope it's been dealt with, something new happens. So hope you guys get a chance to go there tomorrow night at St. Mark AME Church. So, and I did post a link to the event on the G's Power Hour Facebook page. So hopefully you take a look at that. Do we have Kathy or Stephanie on yet? Because I know they were going to join me.
Yes, I guess we both coming in on the same time.
Hi, hi. Better late than never. Good morning, good afternoon, rather, now. How's it going?
It is going well in spite of all of the things that are jumping up all around me. Y'all, listen, I'm going, did she just say something about my life?
Yeah. Anyway, so I know, Kathy, you wanted to talk a little bit about the whole stress side of the tax issue.
Yeah, okay. I think it's interesting that people didn't understand when they put more money in your check, that means you're going to have to pay taxes at the end, that it didn't mean you were, you know, it's almost like they're thinking, oh, this is going to be free money. No, it don't work like that. So everybody is getting so upset because now they have to pay back money that they didn't even expect to pay, or either paying more money. And I'm going, we have to listen. You have to really listen whenever people are talking about changing the taxes, because what has happened now is everybody is just caught off guard. And I think it's sad, but the one thing I think, if we're looking at this type of stress, is just, you know, you have to put your plan in. You know, you should have a plan anyway, but mm-hmm. you have to put a plan in just in case something happens. You can deal with it.
Okay, who's traveling?
I'm sorry, that's me. I'm not traveling. I'm sitting in front of the bank. But what I read was that because we don't save as much as we used to, and I think it was like 51% of the people saved, you know, for things, you know, for that rainy day compared to, like, it's a low number, like 7 or 8% now. Yeah. So things that, you know, people would have prepared for, you know, having to pay a little bit more taxes, you know, now people are going, well, where am I going to get it? So I guess IRS is going to have a lot of payment plans.
So hopefully,
you know, it's not a bad thing. I think some people, you know, are shifting funds, but the other thing is we have to listen, because taxes, you know, is always a stressful time anyway. But just because, you know, we're giving you a tax cut in the beginning so you could take more money home, I was going, okay, now how is that going to work when we have to turn our taxes in? Because if they don't tax us, if they reduce the taxes and then you're making more money, doesn't it make sense that then you would pay taxes on that salary now that you have?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it just has to do with us being more astute at what we're hearing, as opposed, and then, you know, always go and talk to a tax person. You know,
mm-hmm.
the first half an hour probably will be free. Or, you know, reading is very fundamental when it comes to taxes.
Yeah.
And when it's all said and done, just, you know, sometimes you just have to chill. If it's bugging you and you feel like, you know, it's just over, you're just overwrought about it, sometimes you got to sit down and put it away and then see if you can get an extension.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, I was listening a little bit to Steve Harvey before showtime today, and he had a tax expert on. Actually, I guess it was a financial advisor, I don't know, who was trying to guide this lady who is she's recently out of a job. She's got tax money. She's got like three different things that she's considering doing with it, and they helped her out tremendously, because one of the things she wanted to do is maybe go ahead and buy a house for her and her daughter, because she's like primary breadwinner. And they helped her out, but a couple of things they were saying, and this is, I guess, me talking on things that I know in terms of real estate. One of the things, and this is something else that we've been talking about in my business, is that people should start looking for multifamily properties. And we actually did that with our first property. When we got married, we closed on a duplex the day before we got married. Don't try that at home, kids.
Okay.
And we lived on one side and rented the other, and it was great for while we were there. And the thing about it is that's kind of some things that people need to start thinking about. People think about, you know, maybe just savings or maybe just the 401k or maybe just an IRA, but there's so many different vehicles by which you could take a little bit of money and grow it. You know,
right.
One of the things that that they were suggesting to this person is, you know, a way of maybe going ahead, and they actually got her pre-approved for a mortgage. So to go ahead and tell her to purchase a multifamily property, live in one unit, rent out the other. You can do that for up to four units without it becoming a commercial property. It can still be a residential property that way. Because when you start getting a commercial, then there's some other things that go with that.
Exactly.
And they were trying to tell her that if she went on ahead and did that, that when she – oh, goodness gracious – when she got ready to buy the home that she wanted, she could move another tenant into the place where she was living. And that place would kind of cover itself, and plus you might have a little bit of money to help her with her new home. So So that was one of the tips that he gave her. They were also talking about, you know, trying to set some money aside and doing some other things. They had a variety of tips. And I know they rerun Steve
usually later on in the day, or you can, I guess, get it on demand or something, and sometimes they repeat it. So, but they had some really good things to help this lady out. Because one of the things they were telling her, too, is to maybe consider being a consultant.
Ooh.
Take skills that she already had and apply them, like maybe things that she learned on her previous job or whatever, and maybe go in and consult it and being self-employed, because they were talking about certain write-offs that you can do by being
exactly.
self-employed.
Exactly.
Yeah. So they had a lot of good tips
yeah.
for her. And, then she was talking about, they were talking about she wanted to give, like, she and her daughter kind of a vacation. And one of the things I know that my parents used to do, that was one of the ways we went on vacation. My mom always planned a portion of the tax money for vacation. But one of the things that I thought was interesting that Candace Thomas, my beautician, when she was on one time, she was talking about how when she plans her vacation, sometimes she doesn't even plan the location first. But she was talking about a lot of people plan the location first. She actually goes and finds out, and I'm telling her business, she actually goes and finds out who has the best rate for round trip to what location if she's flying.
Okay.
And she plans the trip around the rate. I'm like,
That's
pretty smart.
Yeah.
You know, so unless it's somewhere you actually have to go for a particular reason, like we got our family reunion coming up in July, but unless it's, you know, it's something like that, you can actually just say, okay, who's got the best rate for this particular weekend? I have a few days, and like, oh, you know, let's go here and explore, you know, change it up.
That's a great idea. I like that. In fact, I like the both. In terms of the multifamily property, I would think that maybe if you could, you know, sometimes even going into a subdivision and buying a double lot and building your home a little bit bigger with that mother-in-law and all of that other, you know, get a, you know, a better architectural design than the developer does. And try to get that done, because that, you know, all of us are, you know, going to be there one day where you may have to have a sibling move in or a parent move in. And sometime if you can just have that private entrance and make,
mm-hmm.
you know, a common area for the whole family, that would be fantastic.
Well, actually, something like that came up on Friday when I was at Mayor Jerry Dimon's Affordable Housing Task Force meeting. There was a young gentleman that was sitting next to me, and he went up and spoke, and he was talking about, I forget what his term was for the housing, and I shouldn't know it, but he was talking about, you know, and they were talking about two different plans they were having to try to make housing more affordable here in Central Florida, you know, and like having garage apartments and you know, other
mm-hmm.
conversions and stuff like that to put in-laws in or to do rentals. But the thing is, it's got to be kind of a balance, because they're cracking down, too, on, I guess, short-term rentals, too. So they're trying to do a balance between that, because a lot of people were abusing the short-term rentals and the Airbnb type of businesses and whatnot.
Right.
So there's got to be a balance for that. So anyway,
yeah,
we're going to take we just shot right past the break. We're going to take a quick break. Kathy and Stephanie, this is G's Power Hour. I never had it so good entertainment, and we've just been talking about the song. The number is 516-387-1944 if you want to join the conversation. 516-387-1944, and we will be right back.
This is Douglas Dobbs.
owner and funeral director at Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community with two generations of family funeral service. With the recent addition of my son Brandon, we are here to take care of the needs of Central and West Orlando. From simple cremation to a full burial, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here to help you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs, dedicated to serving our families.
Having a wedding, reception, family reunion, planning a banquet, or some other fundraising event. Need to share your knowledge through a workshop or seminar. Or it's a difficult time and you need to plan a wake or repast. Let us help. At our gatherings, let us reduce the stress and make the occasion memorable, treasured. Call our gatherings at 407-968-9387 or email ourgatherings@yahoo.com. Let us help plan your special event.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to G's Power Hour. I've never had it so good entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks for being with us today. We have about 10 minutes left. If you have something you want to bring up, number is 516-387-1944. That is 516-387-1944. So what else is going on, ladies? How was your weekend? Anybody have anything interesting going on?
I had work going on, so I had to my military kind of assignment comes up every now and then. So this weekend is one of those weekends that I did that, and we were at the impressive Omni Hotel out there in Champions Gate.
Oh,
every time
okay.
I go there, it's very interesting out there.
You take a picnic
like
lunch?
No,
no.
No,
I was just saying it's a trek out there usually.
It is, but it's an amazing place. They had the NCAA conference going on there, so all kind of athletes were walking around, and some kind of dance-off for kids was going on. So it was like the military was there and these other two large conferences, and it was amazing. They really had it together.
Wow, that was interesting. Yeah,
it was.
Was Steph on, or did she leave? I thought she was on too. She didn't say anything. That's unusual for her.
I know.
But anyway. So,
yes.
So we are in Holy Week.
Yes,
we are. We started yesterday. Yeah, and Chef Z was kind of making me hungry talking about all those. I wasn't even thinking about the eggs first thing that much, because I know she said she was going to talk about ham, but she came out, she started talking about, and I love a good deviled egg. And I didn't tell her I keep my deviled eggs. I used to anyway. I'm trying to get better. I don't usually do it with scratch. No, I mean I craft sandwich bread. That's usually I do that and then throw some, mix it up, throw some, you know, stuff. Yeah. That's good for me. But, she was talking about all those different recipes, you know what I mean? And you know, she was talking about people mixing bacon or bacon bits, and I'm like, you know, I mean, you think of bacon and eggs all the time. Why wouldn't you put bacon bits on your double egg?
I started
ham, too.
I started cutting up jalapenos and the pickled ones. Then put them in there, and not to make them so fiery hot, but just enough spice.
Uh-huh.
And every time we have deviled eggs, they don't last 5 seconds.
you got deviled eggs at a party. I'm looking forward to it usually. I've got to get me at least a couple, you know.
Yes. It's a good appetizer or a side item to go along with all of that other heavy food you don't need to be eating.
Mm-hmm. But now she's got me thinking about changing up breakfast a little bit. Maybe I should do some deviled eggs with that bacon first or something like that.
That's true. Yeah.
Nothing says you can't.
Have you, Yeah. Have you ever done the quick quiches where you put them in the muffin pan?
You talking about like the frittatas? Yeah.
No.
I mean.
No.
Oh, you talking about with the I'm trying to get away from the bready stuff. So
you don't have to put bread in it.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to put bread in it. You can
because the quiche usually has the bread.
Whatever.
The frittata doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I call them bread.
Yeah.
Oven breakfast eggs, and you can pretty much put them anything in there, and they come out like a little egg muffin.
Yeah.
But it's
I broke down and bought a muffin pan, and I did that. I did not have enough eggs, so they didn't come out as well as they should have come out. But I got me some eggs.
Okay.
I'm ready to go. I bought. Because I put some in a Ziploc bag because I'm like, there's some days.
right.
And I put I had one. I did muffin pans. Half of them I did with asparagus and bacon and stuff like that. I cut up some of those little link sausages that I had, and I put those in there. And I want to say I had some tomato or something like that. Tomato you got to be kind of careful with. You actually probably shouldn't add tomato until toward the end of the cooking or whatever.
Put
them on the top. I put some cilantro. I forgot that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a work in progress for me, but yeah, I did it. You know, because one of the reasons is it Jimmy Dean or somebody? Somebody had the frittatas. I think somebody else has been doing them now, and had the frittatas where in the muffin pan size where you can just get them and take them and heat them up and eat them. I'm like, I can do my own because I've done them.
Right.
I used to do them in the ramekins. And then the one thing I learned at this cafe I worked at was how to do it in the microwave.
It comes
out pretty good. Yeah. But I kind of like them better when they're done in the oven. But shortly after I did my muffin pan frittatas, I went to an event that had breakfast, and they had just this huge spread of those. They were like high looking and just pretty and fluffy looking. It's like this almost like a little yellow cloud. But yeah, because you know, you go to a hotel or a convention center or a restaurant, and you have the people that master the culinary arts. They can get you to eat anything if they make it look right. I think that's my husband's thing. He's like, it's all about presentation. I'm like, it's about just getting the stuff in your stomach. It's going to look the same when it gets down there. You know.
But yeah, that's what I did this weekend. It's always nice to go to these different big attractions throughout this area, because they're just islands into themselves. And when you get in there, it's like, I guess it might be a little hard to get people away from here because this is not Orlando. This is just one of the hotels in Orlando.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
In fact, I was talking to someone there about Disney Springs, and I didn't know, I listened, but I forgot that they changed the name and they redid it, so I have to get out there and see all what they did out there.
I love Disney Springs. I enjoyed it when it was Downtown Disney or whatever it was before.
Exactly.
I miss 8-Tracks, and I miss the Jazz Club, but it's still nice going out there. It is changed out there, but it's nice to have, like, street musicians out there. And I was telling somebody the other day about the food trucks that they have out there and all of that, too. So always, Disney knows how to do it. So.
And it's free.
Yes, it's free. See, I've gone out there for my birthday. I think I went for New Year's Eve one year out there. Yeah, I've gone several times out there. So, yeah, I'm always about the free. Yeah.
I know. Free parking and free, you know, the only thing you pay for is if you go into one of the places, you know, and
yeah,
then you go out there. I don't really mind that because, you know, I take my kids out there and my
yeah,
grandkids out there, let them play in the water and stuff and to look at all of that stuff. So it's a good drive out there. They can get out there and run around. And then when we get back, you know, everybody is ready to go back home.
Yeah. Well, Kathy, thanks for joining me today. Really appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am.
Wherever you
anytime
are, have a blessed day. Yeah.
You
so,
too.
So we'll talk again soon. Don't forget tomorrow we're talking about the race and religion event that's coming up tomorrow. Wednesday we're going to talk about exit strategies in regards to your job or career, depending on what your circumstances are. Thursday is Tech Thursday with Burton and Friday in the Garden on Friday with Robert Bowden of Blue Gardens. Y'all have a blessed day. This has been G's Power Hour on Never Had So Good Entertainment. And please remember, all real power comes from God. Take care.
Hallelujah. Because of His grace, His mercy.